The business news starts with American automakers seeking federal help. Executives from the major U.S. car companies are on Capitol Hill today. The CEOs of GM, Ford, and Chrysler are expected to discuss their pension and health care costs. They also want help in expanding the number of ethanol fueling stations. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
At a time domestic automakers are laying off tens of thousands of workers and closing plants, industry executives have been careful to stress they are not seeking a bailout. Speaking at the National Press Club yesterday, Mark LaNave, GM's VP of Sales and Marketing for North America, acknowledged some of the automakers' woes are of their own making, but said the idea U.S. car companies don't matter is wrong.
GM's vehicle production activities support 1.1 million American jobs. For every 100 units that we lose to foreign imports, a net 11 American jobs are lost.
Auto executives are also expected to discuss the need for use of more ethanol-based fuels like E85, something LaNave says would help move the nation towards greater energy independence.
There's 170,000 gas stations in the U.S. We would only need about 12,000 or 6% of them to have an ethanol pump, to have an ethanol availability within 2 miles of every major city and every stretch of our interstate highway system.
Currently, only 600 U.S. gas stations can handle ethanol. The automakers want incentives in the form of federal subsidies to get more. The CEOs were originally scheduled to meet with President Bush. However, that meeting has been postponed until next month. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.